We also learned in regards to She'elov and Nishong Linadarm Shein Litzarach Shabbos halfway through our Amud on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Nedarim, one could do She'ela if it's Litzarach Shabbos. Ibailuhu, we have the following Shad. Kishaloha Yilahem Panoi. O Dilma Kishaloha Yilahem Panoi. Is this halacha that the She'ela, that means to go to the Rav, and the Rav begins to ask, if you would have known the implication of the neder, would you have taken the neder? In such a case, do we say that's mutter do on Shabbos when you had time to do it on Erev Shabbos as well? Or you only were able to do it on Shabbos? And in such a case, it's mutter. But if you had time on Erev Shabbos, you would not be allowed to do it on Shabbos. Tashma coming over here, I'll bring you a proof. Is dakiku rabbanan lebrei debar zutra. The Rav Zutra, Brei, the Rav Zeira. The Rabbanim were at a stage of consensus to the opinion of Rav Zutra, Brei, the Rav Zeira, afil b'nedarim shaylem panoi b'bod yom, that you would be allowed to do she'ela for that. Savar Rav Yosef, l'meimer, nishol nedarim b'shabbos b'yachid, another halacha. Rav Yosef thought to say that she'ela b'nedarim b'shabbos would be permissible with a yachid mumche im. That would be acceptable. B'shlosh edyotas lo. But if you have three edyotas, you can't. This is a sugya that we had reference to in the first parak, but actually we're going to hit it in its four on tomorrow's daf, on Ayin Ches, and that is the halacha that a yochid mumcha is able to be shoel in a neder. It's also a sugya maseches nedarim that we paskin that a yachid who is someone who is a mumcha in dine Torah could paskin on dine mamonos as well. It's a big discussion in the Gemara, but that is generally how we come out. So therefore, Rav Yosef thought the following phenomena. He said, she'ela b'nedarim will be mutter, but if it's a yachin mumcha, it's more likely to be mutter. Why? B'shlosh edyotas lo. But if you had three judges, the halach is that even three common people could do she'ela b'nedarim, then that would not be permissible. Mishum the mischazi kedina, because it appears as if it's a din Torah. Abaye goes on to explain that it's not simply because there aren't three dayanim, and most dinei Torah take place with three dayanim, but there's more than that, continues Abaye, eight lines from the bottom. Amale Abaye, kivin the sfirulon, since we hold, afilu me'umud, that she'ela b'nedarim could be done even standing, and in Shavuos we learn that the dayanim by din Torah is supposed to sit, afilu b'krovin, and even krovim are allowed to do she'ela b'nedarim, v'afilu b'laylan could be done at night. All of these things are normally possible by regular din Torah. So plus, if you have the Yochan Mimcha doing it, lo mischazi kedin, it no longer looks like a din. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Avuna, Amar Rav, halacha mafirim nedarim b'layla. The halacha is that you could do hafar bin nedarim b'layla. Asks the Gemara, v'homas nisan hi. Didn't we already learn this in the Mishnah? We learned that you could be mefir nedarim b'lel Shabbos. Our Mishnah on Ayin Vav Amud Beis. So what do we need an Amora, Ravun in the name of Rav, to teach us? Ela Ema Halacha Nishalim Belaila. It must be that Ravun in the name of Rav was teaching that She'ela could be done at night, as we mentioned above. Amalei Rav Abba Ravuna Amar Rav Hachi. Did you really hear such a thing? Asked Rabbi Abba from Ravuna. He was a little taken aback. Amalei Ishtik. Well, the truth is that he didn't tell us this halacha, but when the halacha was taught in front of him, he was silent. Amale ishtik karmit, you're determining a halacha from the fact he was silent? O shasi karmit, or was he drinking? The Mefarshim explained that he was drinking, he couldn't respond immediately, and you went out before you were able to see if he responded. So, was it a full shtika or not? Amar Avika Bar Oven is the lay. L'Rav, L'Rabba, Bikituna, going on to Amud Beis. Ravika brings a raya about what Rav held in regards to She'ela by Laila, because Rabba needed Rav, Bikituna Devei Rav, in the cheder of the Beis HaMedrash, to be Shoel on a neder. Omeid Yechidi Ubalaila, and Rav was Shoel the Neder doing three things. He was standing, he did it b'yachid, and he did it at night. So we see that She'ela b'nedarim works b'layla. Continues the Gemara on the top line in Ayin Zayin Amar Beis. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Nachman. Halacha Nishalin Nidarim Oymed Yichidi Ubalayla. As we just mentioned above, we're Mekalon Sheelan Nidarim. If you're standing alone, O Yachin Mumcha, at night, unlike general Dinei Torah, Ubis Shabbos as well as on Shabbos, Ubi Kraivim, and Kraivim as well could do it. Vafil Hoyelem Panoi Beboid Yoim. And in regards to the question we had asked earlier, even if there was time on Friday to She'ela, we still allow you to do it on Shabbos. Analyzes the Gemara. Aymeit, we'll allow She'ela to be done standing. Va'atanya, didn't we learn your Rebbe Gamliel Menachamar? That we have a beautiful story with Rebbe Gamliel, where Rebbe Gamliel exhibits both great inductive and deductive reasoning, as well as Ruach HaKodesh. In the story of Rebbe Gamliel's travels, Rebbe Gamliel meets people who want him to make a net, want to do she'ela on a neder, and Rebbe Gamliel goes down from his donkey. Yar Rebbe Gamliel mechamar v'nis atef, atifa is done by a dayan, yashav, where he wraps his head, v'hitir lo nidra. So we see Rebbe Gamliel held that you have to sit. Answers the Gemara, Rebbe Gamliel, Savar, Rebbe Gamliel was of the opinion, Paischin Bicharata, that's the Girsa that we have in front of us. However, both the Ran and the Bach say, Savar Ein Paischin Bicharata, that you don't try to find a Pesach from a Neder. In other words, you don't begin with the process of Charata, rather you begin with the process of Pesach. I know it's confusing because the word Pesach means both the opening and the beginning. Over here, again, it goes as follows. When Liel holds, Ein poschim b'charata, you don't begin with charata, but rather you look for a Pesach. Now that is an important two concepts that we need to explain. Charata, as the Mefarish speaks out, is the idea that the Chacham ultimately says that the neder is not binding because the individual regrets that they made the neder in the first place. Simply a charata. They regret it. In contrast to the idea of a Pesach means a loophole. The difference between the two is the following. A Pesach is where the Rav says, if you had known that you wouldn't be able to eat this, would you have made the neder? If the person says no, then that's a petach. A charata is that the person knew, but they regret now. They knew that the chocolate bar would be aser, but now they regret it. So Rebbe Gamliel holds, you need to do Pesach. Rebbe Gamliel therefore holds, ein poischin bik charata. And therefore, explains the Ran, three lines on the top, he had to sit down and begin a masa umatan about where there was a Pesach. He had to look into where there was a Pesach. If he needed to look into where there's a Pesach, that he couldn't do on top of a donkey. Hence, it's not the halacha of She'ela itself that required him to sit, but it was that his opinion was, to do She'ela properly, he needed to have the Yishuv Adas, the calmness of sitting down. That's what the Gemara now goes on to explain. Mi'akar neder ba'inan, uba'i iyune. To be oker the neder, he needed to find the Pesach, and he needed to look into it. And therefore, ahachi yoshav, this was the reason that he sat. Rav Nachman disagrees. For Rav Nachman savar, Rav Nachman's of the opinion, poischim b'charata. Now here again, there is a big discussion of the girsos. We're going to go with the girsa of the Ran. We're going to say poschin b'charata. Vafilu mu'umad, that you could be posach with a charata. In other words, all you need to do is ask the guy, if you had known that this would be usher, would you have made the neder? You don't need to examine his assumptions. Just say, are you now mischarit? And he says, yes. So then you could be uproot the neder. Therefore, it could be done mu'umad. Amar lei Ravler of Nachman, Chazi mar hai mi rabbanan da'asim mar Rava. He said, let us go and see. The Chachamim that come from mar Rava is Eretz Yisrael. Va'amar, let's see how they're noeg for nidarim va'amar. And what do they say? Is dakek le rabbanan levre the Rav Huna bar Oven v'sharu li le nidre. Chachamim went to be matir the neder of the son of Rav Huna bar Oven va'amru le zilu voy rachme al nafsheich. And they said the following thing: ask rachmanis for yourself, dechatasa, because you sinned when you made a neder. The Tani Rav Dimi achva de Rav Safra, because Rav Dimi, the brother of Rav Safra, taught kol neder afal pishu mekayim moi nikra choyte. We've had this earlier on Chaf Beis Amid Aleph, and now the Gemara ascribes this to the position of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, that they hold that if you're noder, even if you're mekayim it, that's a chet. Amar Rav Zvid gives them a car, Maikra, v'chi sechdal nidra lindar lo yevecha chet. When you hold back from making a neder, then you won't sin. The simple reading of the pasuk is that you hold back from a neder, you won't have an avera done. And this is how Rav Zvid is explaining the pasuk. Halocha dalta, but if you do hold back, ika chet, there will be an avera. Now the Ramban quotes on that pasuk that the conventional way of understanding is that if you make a neder, then you'll have a possibility of avera if you don't fulfill the neder. An alternative way of reading the pasuk is the way the Targum reads it, and chet he understands as a chov, that if you don't have a neder, then you will not have a chov, in the sense that you'll never have a responsibility to bring a carbon. But it might not be avera at all, according to the Targum. That remains an open question. Could be chov, according to the Targum, might be an avera as well. However, Rav Zvid understands, even if you'll fulfill it, then you'll have an avera. So that is the position of Marava, Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and that is that taking a neder is always considered a chet. Tanya, ha'imer li'ishtai kol nedarim she'tadori. A man says to his wife, we learned in a brisa, that any nedarim that you take, i'efshi, I don't want. I'efshi she'tadori. I don't want that you have taken those nedarim. Or, he says, ein ze neder, it's not a neder, lo amar klum, the Mefarish explains it means that there isn't any hafara altogether. The Piskei Arash in Simin Tes explains that hafara needs to be absolutely explicit. The Lashon has to be mofer lechi. If he says, I don't want, then that's not enough. He needs to even say something more explicit. The Ran has a totally different pshat in our Gemara with a slightly different girsa, and we're going to learn like the Mefarish. If, however, when it comes to hakama, to be mekayim or neder, he says, yafe asisa, I am happy with what you've done, even though he didn't say it's mekuyam, as well as ve'en kemosech, there's no one like you, an awesome neder. Or ve'im lo nedart, if you hadn't made that neder, madirei chani, I would have made that neder for you, dvarev kayamin. In such a case, that is a valid neder. We mentioned that the Ran learns a different pshat. The Ran in Dibur HaMaskil Tanya learns that the first halacha as well, Ha'omer li'ishtei kol nedarim she'tadori, is describing a man who says, I'm happy with all the nedarim that you've made up until now, but I don't want you to make any nedarim in the future. And the chidush here is not in regards to how hafara works, but that it's not considered a kiyum on those nedarim in the past. That's how the Ran learns. According to the way we had learned, based on the Mefarish, it's actually a halach in a hafara that you need to say mofer lichi. We're going to stop today's daf over here. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf ayin zayin in Meseches Nedarim. I want to be moser moda'a to let you know that Baruch Hashem, the mitzvah of kibud aim I'm going to have this week, as well as kibud ave aim next week. And my mother is arriving, and we will be traveling with my mother, because Baruch Hashem, my sister, is making a bar mitzvah here in Eretz Yisrael, my sister from Cleveland, and therefore there will be times that I'll be osek b'mitzvah and not be able to learn with you in the next few days. I'm looking forward, Be'ezer Hashem, in continuing to march through Shas together, and may we be zoche to go mimayla l'mayla. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Zayin in Maseches Nedarim.